Arabella Nightwind, coming to you over the airwaves. Introducing another of Blackbeard Baby's podcasts he recorded a while back, but never released. A gentle rain falls upon the decks this day as the Queen Anne's Revenge lies at anchor off Salt Island in the shadow of the wreck of the RMS Rhone. The sky be heavy with grey, the wind's but a whisper through the rigging, and the sea herself stirs with a slow, steady breath. Not every day in paradise be one of sunshine and fair skies, mates. Storms come into every life. Aye, that they do. 'Tis how a man weathers the storms that shapes the course of his fortune. Today be a perfect day for us to gather round and reflect on the wisdom of one of the great navigators of wealth, the Oracle of Omaha himself, Warren Buffett. Blackbeard will be sharing Warren's 7 rules for investing, simple truths forged like sturdy planks for a seaworthy ship. Heed them well, and they may yet keep you afloat through the tempests of the financial seas. Welcome aboard the Pirate's Code podcast, where we brave the storms together, seeking treasure and truth alike.
So Blackbeard be asked, what would you say about Warren Buffett's 7 rules for investing? Ahoy, me hearties. Before we embark on this voyage through the seas of finance, a word to the wise. The information shared in this video be for educational and entertaining purposes only. Blackbeard be offering his opinions and musings, not professional or legal advice. Always consult with a qualified financial advisor or legal expert before making any investment decisions. The tides of financial markets be ever-changing, and each journey be unique to the individual sailor. So, chart your course wisely, and may fortune favor ye. Cast off, matey. Let's splice the main brace and translate the Oracle of Omaha's rules into the language of a seasoned buccaneer like myself. And let's delve into the pirate's life and see how each of these lessons be applied on the high seas. Number 1. Intelligence and integrity be the bedrock. Aye, a true pirate knows that a smart mind and a stout heart be the compass that guides you through the murky waters of the financial world. Being sharp of wit and true of character be the foundation upon which you build your fortune. Captain Blackbeard, being a wise and savvy pirate, knows that gathering intelligence about his targets and maintaining integrity amongst his crew be essential. He always ensures his crew is well informed about their plundering endeavors and holds fast to his word when making deals with other pirates or traders. And remember what Charlie Munger, the vice chairman of Berkshire Hathaway and Warren Buffett's longtime business partner, said. To the man with only a hammer, every problem looks like a nail. So use your intelligence and don't be taking a hammer to every problem. Number 2. Trust the charts, not the squalls of emotion. When you be making decisions about your treasure, let the charts and the facts be your guiding stars, not the tempests of emotion that rage within. Keep a clear head and a steady hand, and you'll navigate the seas of investment with ease. When Captain Blackbeard sets his sights on a merchant vessel ripe for plunder, he keeps his emotions in check. Even if the lure of gold be tempting, he stays focused on the facts, the ship's cargo, its crew's strength, and the weather conditions. Making calculated decisions based on sound judgment rather than letting emotions cloud his mind. Mr. Buffett be famous for quipping, "You only find out who's swimming naked when the tide goes out." Number 3. Plunder the treasures of wonderful businesses. Like a savvy pirate seeking out the richest booty, set your sights on businesses that be true gems of the sea. Don't waste your time on the cigar butts of the market. Those vessels would be already burning out and holding little value. Just as a pirate seeks out the richest treasures on the high seas, Captain Blackbeard invests his plunder in ventures that promise long-term growth and prosperity. He steers clear of cigar butt businesses, those already on their last legs, and instead focuses on enterprises with strong fundamentals and promising futures. Number 4. Know the waters you sail. Aye, before you hoist the Jolly Roger over any stock, make sure you know the lay of the land. Invest only in those ventures that you truly understand, lest you find yourself adrift in unfamiliar waters. Before investing his hard-earned doubloons in a new venture, Captain Blackbeard conducts thorough research to ensure he understands the ins and outs of the business. Whether it be trading in exotic spices or investing in a shipyard, he only commits his treasure to ventures he can navigate with confidence. Number 5. Seize the opportune moment. When the winds of fortune be blowing in your favor, don't hesitate to seize the moment and make your move. Fortune favors the bold, and the savvy pirate knows when to strike while the iron be hot. When Captain Blackbeard spies a merchant vessel laden with valuable cargo and poorly defended, he doesn't hesitate to pounce on the opportunity. He strikes swiftly and decisively, seizing the moment to plunder the riches before him and add to his ever-growing hoard. Number 6. Hold fast in the face of stormy seas. When the waves be tossing and the market be roiling, stand firm and don't be swayed by the ebb and flow of price fluctuations. A true pirate knows that fortunes be won and lost with the turn of the tide, but holding fast be the key to weathering the storm. Even when the market be turbulent and the value of his plunder fluctuates, Captain Blackbeard remains steadfast. He knows that true wealth be built over time, so he doesn't let short-term price swings sway his resolve. Instead, he stays the course, confident that his investments will yield bountiful returns in the long run. Number 7. Buy low, sell high. Like a shrewd merchant haggling in the market square, seek out stocks that be selling for less than their true worth. Buy low, me hearties, and when the time be right, sell high to reap the rewards of your plunder. Just as Captain Blackbeard haggles with merchants to get the best price for his ill-gotten gains, he seeks out stocks selling below their true worth. He waits patiently for opportune moments to strike, snatching up undervalued assets when the market presents them, and adding them to his treasure chest for future gain. As for me own piratical adventures, I've used these rules to navigate the treacherous waters of the high seas and amass me own fortune. From plundering the riches of distant lands to trading in valuable commodities, I've always kept a weather eye on the market and followed these rules to ensure me success as a true buccaneer of the seven seas, growing his wealth and expanding his empire with each successful venture. But as you've probably heard, old Blackbeard tried to take a shortcut to becoming wealthy. I did become wealthy, but it didn't end well for myself the first time around. So this time, we'll set sail with honesty and integrity. As a kinder and more gentlemanly pirate. Arr.
So there ye have it, mates. The 7 rules of investing from a man who's charted a course through many a storm and lived to tell the tale. Follow him wisely, and ye may yet build a fortune that no squall can tear apart. If ye fancy hearing more of Blackbeard's musings, seek out the treasure chest of past episodes at blackbeard.world. New adventures be awaiting for those bold enough to seek them. As for me, this rain's eased a bit, and I hear the call of the shore. The captain promised to take me dancing this eve. The local high society folks in their fancy gowns and tuxedos shall never even know that we be right there in the midst. Don't wait up for me, mates. I can take care myself, and the man with the beard also. If he goes 3 sheets to the wind, I do be a pirate after all.